Blog Talk Radio.
Do not be afraid. The power of the Holy Spirit is with you. Is with you. Amen.
Come now, let us reason together. Question everything. Welcome to Sacerdotus Radio, a show on God, faith, the Catholic Church, science, philosophy, reason and otherworldly issues. Join the host as he tackles today's errors and refutes the fallacies of atheism and misconceptions on God, the Catholic Church, and science. And now here is your host, Sacerdotus.
Hello, welcome to Sacerdotus Radio. On today's program, I'm going to talk on the Eric Garner situation, or the lack of indictment for the case regarding the death of Eric Garner. Police officer Daniel Pantaleo received a no bill in court. A grand jury decided not to indict the officer for the death of Eric Garner, who was taken down via a chokehold by Daniel Pantaleo and several officers. Ironically, the decision comes a few hours after the NYPD had a conference showing the use of body cams. The encounter with Garner was videotaped by a young Latino, Ramsey Orta, using his cell phone. Orta was arrested weeks after on another charge, and he claims to have been stalked by the NYPD. And he also was indicted for something else, for the charges that were placed against him. So people are complaining about that no indictment was given for Daniel Pantaleo. But for the guy, the young guy that videotaped the whole thing, he was quickly indicted for things that he claims he was set up for, or that the NYPD was after him and whatnot. Immediately after the decision by the grand jury, massive protests took place in New York City and in major cities throughout the United States of America. Mayor de Blasio, in an unprecedented press conference, looked visibly emotional and supported the notion that police have been aggressively targeting minority groups. He emphasized that he worried about his own son, Dante, who is a product of an interracial relationship. De Blasio is married to an African American. So he's worried about his son Dante, who's biracial, from becoming a target for police. Now, this is significant because it's probably the first time a New York City mayor has sided with the victim instead of NYPD. Previous mayors have defended the actions of the NYPD. And this is specifically true of Giuliani and Bloomberg and the like, who they defended the police, even though it was obvious that the police were a bit aggressive, or at least the cops that were involved in the specific incident. For example, Louimer, who was shot over 40 times and he had no weapon or whatnot, and Giuliani was still siding with the NYPD, stating that they did their job and whatnot, and he didn't seem to be very sensitive towards the Louimer family. So for many years, mayors from New York City have always sided with the NYPD, and they never really acknowledged the victim of the whatever incident involving the NYPD officers. Well, things seem to be changing because with Mayor de Blasio, he looked pretty much upset. He looked very blushed, his face was red, his eyes looked teary, and his voice was cracking. And he seemed to be upset with the NYPD, like he wanted Pantaleo to be indicted. So, I mean, it's very interesting that, and of course, de Blasio's comments angered Patrick J. Lynch, who's the president of the Patrolmen's Benevolent Association, who called the mayor's comments irresponsible and described them as siding with a criminal, who in this case would be Eric Garner. So Lynn, she's the one in charge of this patrolman's benevolent association, and he's always siding with the cops. No matter what the situation is, he will always side with the police officers. And as you can see, he pretty much called Eric Garner a criminal, as if that's warranted. Many throughout the nation and the world are in disbelief that there was no indictment against Daniel Pantaleo, who is clearly seen taking down Garner with a chokehold. Now, chokeholds, while not illegal in New York, are against NYPD policy and are prohibited. So cops, NYPD officers are not allowed to use chokeholds. Some supporters of the non-indictment claim that Garner was simply taken down and that he was not being suffocated because he was saying, "I can't breathe." According to them, people who can't breathe can't talk. So a couple of people, mainly people from Fox News, Sean Hannity and whatnot, and other people were claiming that Pantaleo was not doing anything bad, that he did not have a chokehold on Eric Garner, and that he was just simply bringing him down because Eric Garner was much larger than all the cops there. And he pretty much grabbed him from behind and was taking him down so he could be arrested. And they claimed that Garner, or insinuate that Garner was pretending that he was not breathing when he said, "I can't breathe," 11 times. Because according to them, you can't talk when you're not breathing. If you can't breathe, you can't talk. Now, this, of course, is silly, very silly. And it shows their lack of understanding of biology. And it's just a silly, contrarian response, just arguing for the sake of arguing and not looking at the facts. As one can speak without oxygen, out of distress, even if the person is low on oxygen, he or she could still talk a bit. So Eric Garner, in his statement or his cry out, "I can't breathe," he had enough air to do that, to cause his vocal cords to vibrate and produce sound. And "I can't breathe," he was obviously stating that he was not getting enough oxygen and he couldn't inhale properly, because one, Pantaleo was on him with a chokehold, and you could clearly see this on the video. And you could even see Pantaleo's arm, his forearm, turning red from squeezing the muscle so hard against Eric Garner's throat. And if that's not bad enough, cops were on top of Eric Garner. So he's being choked, and then you have like three officers on top of him, on top of his chest, pressing him. So of course he can't breathe. No one can breathe in that situation. Moreover, the fact that the medical examiner ruled Eric Garner's death a homicide is very telling. And the medical examiner said that the death was caused by a chokehold, compression to the neck and chest, and this is all detailed in the report of the medical examiner. And this is, again, another situation where some people, Sean Hannity and people like that, who side with the police officer, claim that Eric Garner died because he was obese and he had asthma and other complications. But while the report does mention those conditions that he had, the medical examiner specifically ruled that what caused Eric Garner's death was not the pre-existing conditions of asthma, cholesterol, and whatnot, but the chokehold and the compression to the neck and chest. That's what killed Eric Garner, not the pre-existing conditions of his poor health in regards to being asthmatic and obese and whatnot. So this contradicts the claims that Gardner died of health-related problems. It is sad that some are trying to rationalize their defense of this non-indictment when the facts clearly state that his death was caused by a chokehold, compression to the neck and chest. Not to mention that it was ruled a homicide. It wasn't ruled a natural death or an accident. It was ruled a homicide. That's what the medical examiner, the one who looked at the body, ruled, that it was a homicide caused by the chokehold, compressions in the neck and the chest. So all these things out there saying that he was obese and that's what killed him, or that he had asthma and that's what killed him, it's just hogwash. It's nonsense. And the whole idea that if he say he can't breathe, that he should have been able to say that, is also hogwash, because even if you have difficulty breathing, you could still get some words out there. Not strongly in a powerful booming voice, but you will definitely get some words or sound out of your throat, even with a little bit of oxygen. So ironically, hours before the decision was released, Mayor de Blasio and Commissioner Bratton had a press conference exhibiting the body cams that were going to be tested in several precincts. So on the same day that they released the indictment of the decision not to indict Officer Pantaleo, just a couple hours before, they had a press conference, the mayor and the commissioner, explaining to the media and New Yorkers that they were going to start this pilot program with body cameras for police officers. And these cameras are being presented as something that will aid investigations, showing exactly what happened from the officer's perspective and whatnot. And then just a couple hours later, Pantaleo is not indicted. And there was a video. The young kid, the young Puerto Rican kid, Ramsey Orta, filmed the whole thing that was going on with Eric Gardner and how the police took him down and choked him and compressed his chest and whatnot. All that was on video. So, I mean, it really doesn't make sense to have video if it's not going to do anything. So perhaps this is one of the reasons the mayor was upset after the decision. The idea of these body cams, like I said, has been presented as a means to reduce incidents like that of Michael Brown and Eric Gardner. However, if a video of Gardner's encounter with the NYPD was clearly presented and it did not aid in indicting Pantaleo, then what good would body cams do on police officers? If the video didn't do anything to help Eric Gardner, which clearly showed the police officers, you see, excessive force, then what good would body cameras on officers do? The same outcome will happen. Because if video doesn't indict anyone, if video doesn't help make a case, then what's the point of wasting these millions of dollars on these cameras for police officers? So probably that's why Mayor de Blasio was upset. And studies show that when police officers are given these cameras, complaints have gone down, incidents have gone down because you're on camera. So when you're on camera, when the police is recording you, most likely you're going to behave properly. So there's not going to be any escalation, no fights or whatnot. And then from the police point of view, he or she's not going to behave badly because he or she is being taped as well. But in Gardner's case, it was taped. It was video. It was recorded via a video phone. And it did nothing at all to indict the officers or the officer Pantaleo, which is extremely bizarre. And I emphasize this because in the Michael Brown case and the other cases, Trayvon Martin and whatnot, there was no video. All you had was the testimony of the people. Darren Wilson and Zimmerman. You had their accounts and a couple of other witnesses, and then the evidence, the forensic evidence found around the scene and whatnot. That's all you had in order to make a case. But with Eric Garner, there was an actual video of the whole thing, of the police officers ganging around Garner and taking him down with a chokehold. And then the EMT workers not doing anything to really care for his health needs. No CPR, nothing was done. They just left him there to die. And despite the video that this young kid, Ramsey Orta, recorded, it did nothing to indict Pantaleo. So that's the big problem right there. And we're going to waste money on these cameras for police officers, and the videos are not going to do anything. It's something that really needs to be looked at. Moreover, some political pundits, such as Sean Hannity of Fox News, downplay the experiences of minorities with police officers and bring up black-on-black crimes out of ignorance. Like, really, what does black-on-black violence have to do with police officers pretty much abusing their power? It's a false equivalency argument there that Sean Hannity and these other people use when they bring up, well, why don't you do anything about black people killing black people? I mean, of course you're going to have people of the same race killing each other. It happens everywhere. You're going to have white people killing white people, black killing black people, Hispanics killing Hispanics. It's always going to happen, unfortunately. But when it comes with a police officer, it's different, because a police officer is supposed to be an officer of the government, keeping the peace. He or she is supposed to be professional. And people are not supposed to be afraid of them. They should welcome them as being there to protect and keep order. So this is why emphasis is put on police incidents where people die, and specific minorities, because there seems to be something fishy about it. The numbers are way too high, and it has to be looked at. Now, whether it's a racial thing, I don't know. Are cops going out there and say, okay, let's kill every black person? I don't think that's the case, but there definitely is a problem there with cops and how they interact with minorities, and that really needs to be looked at. Attorney General Eric Holder said in a press conference that many studies indicate that there is indeed a big problem with police aggression, especially when they deal with minorities. And like I said, this is a big problem that really needs to be addressed properly. Now, a judge allowed limited information regarding the grand jury to be released. According to the data, there were 50 witnesses. 22 of the 50 were civilians, while 28 of them were a mix of police, EMT workers, and doctors. There were 60 exhibits shown, including 4 videos. It is believed that perhaps the evidence was presented in such a way as to support the claim that Pantaleo was simply taking down Eric Garner. Some believe the district attorney on the case was not objective, since they often worked daily with the police. Not to mention that this attorney was elected in Staten Island, which is the most conservative of the 5 boroughs, and where many NYPD officers live or reside in. They speculate that this attorney may have tried to please Staten Island constituents instead of seeking justice. And these constituents, many who are NYPD officers. We cannot know for sure what really happened and what exactly was presented, due to the fact that the grand juries are supposed to be secretive. Now, as the norm, Twitter and all the social media lit up with many hashtags. Eric Garner has been trending already for the whole week. I Can't Breathe and has been trending, indict the system and whatnot. And on a daily basis in the evening, people have gone to the streets to protest. And it's just unbelievable seeing in Boston and New York and Chicago and all these major cities, literally thousands of people going out there to protest, and they walk in the middle of the street and, you know, cry out for attention. Many of them say, "I can't breathe." Many of them lay down on the ground and pretend that they're dead to remind people of Eric Garner in the video, as he was pretty much dead on the sidewalk. And his cry out, "I can't breathe," which he said 11 times. So the protesters are imitating this to try to bring attention. And in New York, many of them are carrying caskets with for each borough, with names of people that were killed by police officers in the NYPD. So, I mean, something really needs to be looked at, because, you know, how many more people are going to die until this gets fixed? Psychologists need to be put there to train, to help train police officers how to deal with people who have to get emotional and you know, tempers flare or not. That really needs to be looked at. Also, profiling, racial profiling, those things have to be looked at. You know, people shouldn't be judged by the way they look or dress or whatnot. And whatnot, because then it would just escalate even more. People will be targeted constantly, as we hear from the complaints that, you know, just because a black person has a hoodie on, he's already deemed a criminal or up to no good. And these things shouldn't be the norm. They shouldn't be what drives the police force, because then we have these situations like we have almost every couple of months on the news. It's always something, a police killing somebody out of nowhere. And then it turns out that the killing was exaggerated. The whole situation could have been dealt differently. And then we have all these protests and people had enough. That's the reason why there's so many protests throughout the United States. You know, people are tired of this. How many more people have to die until change comes? Now, does that mean getting rid of the police? No, but the training has to be looked at. Officers have to be looked at, their mental health and their ability to refrain from losing their cool. And overall, their attitude, why they want to be police officers. Now, thank God no riots happened in New York City and other cities, to my knowledge, like what happened in Ferguson. And I applaud, you know, New Yorkers and Bostonians for pretty much behaving for the most part, even though some of them were arrested for laying in the street. But that's minor compared to what happened in Ferguson with the burning of the stores and the looting and all that. That's all. Laying on the street is minor. So for the most part, everything has been peaceful, and I applaud the protesters for that and to keep it that way. And I also applaud the NYPD. Instead of rushing in to beat up everybody like what happened in Ferguson, they pretty much let the protesters do what they want. Walk through the streets, even though it bothers some commuters, especially in traffic areas. But for the most part, the NYPD let the protesters do what they want. They walk through the streets with their slogans and their chants and holding up signs and carrying fake caskets or not. And the police didn't throw tear gas at them or beat them up with the batons or nightstick and whatnot. And many of them actually walked alongside the protesters. And this approach is way better because it keeps the people calm. If the police come up to the people and try to intimidate them or whatnot, the people are going to get mad. They're going to get mad and they're going to attack. You know, human beings are animals too, and just like if you try to, you go to a dog that's barking and it's upset, and you mock the dog and you irritate the dog's going to get even more upset, and, you know, it'll probably kill you. And human beings are no different. I mean, you have somebody taunting you constantly in your face and daring you and squaring up to you. And eventually your cool is going to snap and you're going to heat up and hell's going to break loose. And it happens to everybody. Everybody loses their cool once in a while. Some people lose it all the time. So at least with this approach with the NYPD of pretty much letting the people protest, walk into the streets without permits and whatnot, as long as they don't really do any obstruction or whatnot, it's much better. That way you keep the people calm, they could protest, they could get their message across, and nobody gets hurt, and no properties get damaged, and everything is okay. We don't have these big disasters and no anarchy type things coming about, no revolutionary things trying to destroy America or the city or the state or whatnot. We have a peaceful protest, just like the kinds that Dr. King had, where the people just marched and had their slogans and their chants and whatnot. And there was no need to fight or break people's property or set fires or whatnot. There was no need to do that. So kudos to the NYPD and the protesters for getting this done and doing it properly. And hopefully change does come about. Because it's pretty much an injustice that's going on. I understand that Eric Garner had a rap sheet. He was arrested numerous times and supposedly on the day that he was killed, he was selling Lucy's or what they called single cigarettes. And even if he was, that warrants a summons, not an arrest. So, you know, there's questions that need to be asked and answered regarding that. Why wasn't he just summoned or given a ticket instead of being arrested? And moreover, no report was filed stating that he had these Lucy's or these cigarettes or that he was selling them. So this man was taken down and killed all for nothing, pretty much. There was no evidence that he had any cigarettes on him. No report was filed and whatnot. And I believe the year before, or last year, 2013, Eric Garner had filed a complaint stating that the police were harassing him constantly and following him all over the place and made him get a cavity search in front of everybody in the street. So he is already on record that he was being stalked by the NYPD. And I guess this time he had enough. You see in the video, he's telling them, "You're always after me, leave me alone, and whatnot. And that's when the guy comes behind him, Pantaleo, and grabs him by the neck and takes him down and chokes him. So, I mean, and for no indictment to take place, that's pretty unfortunate. And it's scary because, you know, not all cops are bad, but there are some cops out there that misuse their authority and their power. So this is sending a message that these cops can do whatever they want and they're not going to get any repercussions or anything. So that's pretty scary that will empower the so-called rogue or bad cops to do whatever they want to do because they know they're not going to be indicted. So we see what happens with that. And let's have a prayer. Quote, "Black is beautiful," from the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5. Almighty Father, we ask you to bring peace upon the United States of America, especially Ferguson, Missouri, and New York City. There is much anger over the many unarmed lives being taken by those who are sworn to protect. We understand the need for self-preservation, but also hold the life, that life is precious and sacred. Help our communities learn to coexist and set aside suspicion and prejudice. Protect our law enforcers and give them guidance when they are in a situation where they fear for their lives. Calm protesters who feel betrayed. Bring humility to governments who try to oppress their people. Bring upon us love for one another so that we may not see just colors, but your image in others. Help our young people avoid the temptation of engaging in criminal activity. Bring peace to our communities, especially to all of our hearts. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for listening. God bless and Mary keep.